Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right. This is the Super Bowl edition of Sports Urban Legend. So, you know, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad for the listeners out there listening. So, you know, we're gonna kick off with a little Super Bowl, which is going to start towards the end of this show.
Yeah, and, just 30 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention, we're going to talk, you know, about the NFL Hall of Fame as they invite new members into their hall in Canton, including a very familiar face in the city. We'll definitely talk about that. Momentarily, and then of course, you know, we're going to talk about the Knicks, how they're doing in the season. Also, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on in, you know, in sports entertainment with, you know, CM Punk allegedly leaving the company, and And, of course, Jake the Snake finally making his way into the Hall of Fame. So, basically, today is basically Super Bowl and Hall of Fame special today, basically.
Yeah.
So, with that, man, I don't know about you, but let's get to the Super Bowl.
I'm pumped up, man.
Oh, yeah,
biggest
man.
Game of the year, other
it
than
is.
The Super Bay Bowl. But
yeah,
it's going to be a good one.
It is, you know, you have, you got, you know, the best offense in Denver Broncos versus the best defense in Seattle Seahawks.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, this is going to be a epic game that will be talked about for many years to come. You know, you got Peyton Manning, you know, he's trying to, you know, get to that rarefied air as being, you know, the man who's attempting to win both championship for two different organizations. And, of course, you know, with that, he's going to tie Eli for, you know, two Super Bowl rings, and not to mention so many legendary quarterbacks who have multiple rings, like, you know, Elway, Brady, Bradshaw, you know, the list goes on, you know.
Yep.
I mean, this is going to be a game that's going to be talked about. I mean, the hype for this game, man. I mean, Super Bowl's already hyped up, but this, man, you know, this is off the charts right here. And then not to mention, you got, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, a young guy in this league trying to make a name for himself. And, you know, this is going to be something special.
Oh, yeah. Best defense or best offense, Peyton Manning trying to win his second championship. The second team to, you know, to put himself, you know, greats in NFL history. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great, man. I'm pumped up for it.
Oh, yeah, man. This game is about to, you know, it's about to start. But, yeah, we're going to get you guys there, folks. You know, because this is the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, who do you expect to win today?
Broncos, all the way. Like, I made my prediction yesterday. I think Broncos will win a close one, 21-17. You know, I think Peyton Manning calling those audibles, and he's gonna dice the Seahawks defense. He's too smart for defenses today. So I think Broncos are gonna win this one close by 4 points.
I totally agree with you, but I think it's going to be by a touchdown, the difference. You know, I think it's going to be Broncos, you know. I mean, you got Peyton Manning. He got history on his side.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I think he's going to do it. But either way, you know, it's going to be a great Super Bowl, because if you know, either way, history is going to be made, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If Manning wins, you know, he's going to have his second ring. If Wilson wins, you know, that's going to be his first ever Super Bowl championship.
Yep.
So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, this is going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also looking forward to seeing what cool commercials they have this year.
That's definitely, yeah, that's another hallmark of the Super Bowl. And, of course, you know, music fans are going to be happy to see Bruno Mars perform halftime.
Yep.
Also.
Although I don't really – well, he's a great performer. You know, don't get me wrong. I wish some girls were performing. Another wardrobe malfunction, I wish, but, you know, we can only dream.
But, you know, the game's going to be, you know, off the charts, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you can't beat it.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll shift gears. You know, we'll, you know, of course, we're going to talk about you know, Michael Strahan, you know, headlining the class of Hall of Famers who's going to go into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, congratulations to him. You know, long overdue. And, you know, now he's officially a Hall of Famer. And, you know, hey, congratulations to him.
Yeah, congrats. I mean, well-deserving. You know, the guy is one of the best defensive players ever. You know, he finished fifth in sacks on the Giants' all-time list. And he made the Pro Bowl 5 times and won a Super Bowl back in 2008. I think he deserves it. I mean, he holds the NFL record for sacks in a season. You know, and he was a great defensive player when he played. So it's a great accomplishment for him, and congrats to him.
Yeah, I mean, I echo your sentiments. It's well deserved. I mean, this guy is one of the best, defensive players of all time, let alone for the Giants. So, I mean, it's very well deserved. So, congrats to him.
Yep.
And your Giant organization.
Yeah, it's a great day for Giants fans and the Giant organization and Michael Strahan.
Yep. And switching from a great day in New York sports to, a bad game yesterday against the Knicks. I mean, Knicks have been playing well, lately. You know, they've been, highlighted by the Carmelo Anthony's 62-point game last week. You know, Knicks have been playing well. I think they won, four straight? Or it was four straight, I believe. They were going for five, but they lost. It was a Heat game that night, their streak, if I'm not mistaken. It was on another team. I'm trying to remember.
I forgot the score.
You're talking about yesterday's game, right?
Yeah, yesterday's game. But the game before that, they beat the wasn't it the Bobcats? No, it wasn't the Bobcats.
I think so. I think it was the Bobcats.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. And, the Knicks, they lost yesterday by the final score of 106-91.
Yep.
That was the score. Yeah, Carmelo had 26. LeBron had, 30 points. And, Tim Hardaway, he scored 17 yesterday, coming off his career high of the game before that when he scored 29 points.
Yeah.
So, the Knicks are playing better. They didn't play that well yesterday. I mean, they've had some runs to try to make the game respectable, but they have to show up with their A game. They gotta show up with their A plus game to beat the two time defending NBA champion Miami Heat. So if it ain't your best game, you're most likely gonna lose to them.
Yeah, I mean, but they did. I mean, the Heat were due for a win against Knicks. Knicks had won 4 of their last 5 against the Heat. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that the Heat won, but,
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, yeah, I mean, Knicks could have played a little better, but, we just got to move on from that loss and just continue to play like we were, during that 4-game winning streak.
Absolutely. I can't disagree with you. Period, basically. I mean, you're absolutely right. And, I guess we'll shift gears to WWE. Because last week was the Royal Rumble. And a lot of stuff happened, which one of the craziest stuff that happened was that Daniel Bryan, he let off. He lost to Bray Wyatt in the opening match. After the pay per view match where the New Age Outlaws won the title for the sixth time, in their tag team history against the Rhodes Brothers. But obviously, the biggest story of the night was that Daniel Bryan was not even, he was in the Royal Rumble event.
Yeah, which sucked.
I mean, that's...
Fans wanted to see him, man. Fans were booing because of that.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Randy Orton defended the title with a little interference by the Bray Wyatt. So that should set up a feud with John Cena at WrestleMania against the leader of the Wyatt family, And, of course, what was I going to say? The Royal Rumble event itself, you know, Roman Reigns had, you know, arguably the best, you know, the best performance in a Royal Rumble. But unfortunately, he tossed out a record 12 men out of the ring. But unfortunately for him, Batista, the newly returned Batista, threw him out. And Batista, for the second time of his career, won the Royal Rumble, and he will headline WrestleMania, which I would assume would be against Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton.
Yeah, that sucks,
man. In a triple threat match. And, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it sucks. I mean, yes, I was, you know, I was, you know, a huge supporter of Rock returning, you know, and, you know, fighting against Cena, you know, even though it was for the title. But, I mean, Batista, yeah, he's going to be a future legend. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer in WWE, but I'm sorry, man. Batista is not on that level of The Rock.
Nope.
I'm sorry. He cannot. They can't just give him hand him an opportunity like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at least The Rock popped up here and there before he got his opportunity.
Sucks.
I mean, Batista only made like one or two appearances, and then he just wins the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no build up to it.
He shouldn't have had. I mean, he just came back, and already he has a title shot at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair.
It isn't fair, and that's most likely the reason why CM Punk left the company.
Yep.
You know, because he worked his behind all year, for all these years, and you know he's getting basically disrespected because, you know, Batista just shows up and takes the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Batista, I mean, yeah, like I said, he's, you know, WWE's going to induct him into the Hall of Fame one day, you know, barring, you know, if he gets, you know, have a bad, you know, he develops bad blood with the WWE, but I strongly doubt that. But, you know, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame, but he's not Rock, he's not Stone Cold, he's not Hulk Hogan, he's not a upper echelon wrestler. He's like a notch below,
mm-hmm.
you know, of those type of guys. You know, he's, you know what I'm saying? So,
I agree.
I mean, him taking the spot, I mean, I don't know, man. They really rushed that.
Yeah, man, Roman Reigns should have got that shot.
Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan should have won it. And if you're going to give Roman Reigns such a big performance like that, he might as well have won.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically what they did was just copied what Kane did in 2001. He eliminated 11 guys, and then he got thrown out. But I think he got thrown out by, like, multiple guys, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
For him to get thrown out. This one was like, I mean, come on. The fans did not want Batista to win.
Nah, they clearly wanted Daniel Bryan to win.
Yeah, they wanted Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns to win because Roman Reigns actually earned the win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hopefully they'll correct it and somehow put Daniel Bryan in the championship match. So hopefully
yeah.
he wins this Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, that's the rumor I'm reading, you know, that he's going to, Daniel Bryan is expected to win the Royal Rumble. I mean, the Royal Rumble, the Elimination Chamber, to right this wrong that WWE put themselves in this situation. And he will defend, expected, or I would assume they will, you know, he'll defend the title against Orton and, unfortunately, Batista, because
yeah.
Batista punched his way into to the Royal Rumble. He's guaranteed a spot at WrestleMania,
mm-hmm. yep.
at the main event. And another thing that's messed up is that there's only one, it's unified. You know, the titles are unified now because, you know, of course, Orton's holding onto both titles.
Yep.
So if Batista would have had a choice to choose between one of the two titles like he did in 05, you know, maybe the bad blood wouldn't be as much. I mean, he still would get heat, you know, because, you know, he just basically, you know, took a spot. you know, after just showing up maybe a, you know, that week. But, you know, if there was two titles, I don't think it would have. If I think if Daniel Bryan would have competed, and if Batista would have, you know, would have been there a little longer, you know, I don't think there would be so much. Not to mention with two titles, there wouldn't be that much heat on Batista right now. But with the title unification, you know, basically what I feared, you know, is that basically you're going to have Cena, Batista, Orton, Big Show. You know, basically all the guys who competed for the title in 2005 are going to just basically, you know,
do a
fighting for the title. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we just had Brock Lesnar fight Big Show like it was 2003.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. WWE, man, they have the talent. They have the talent to put a decent product on the field, but they're just, I don't know, man. They're just giving themselves a low blow, man. I mean, they have Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's the most popular guy. I mean, yeah, I understand, you know, what them messing up the ball, you know, they're, you know, Daniel Bryan is, like, even more over than he ever was.
Yep.
But it could have went the other way. Fans could have, you know, got tired because it's like, hey, you know, WWE's not going to give him a shot. You know, why should I cheer for him, for this guy?
Right, right.
You know, the fans, you know, they've been loyal to Daniel Bryan, so hopefully WWE will right this wrong and, you know, give him another title shot because in the two most ridiculous ways, I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
Are they trying to are they going to leave the titles unified or are they going to split them up again?
I think they're going to leave them unified because it'd be kind of stupid to unify the titles for like 2 months and then ununify them. I don't think that'd make any sense.
Shouldn't they then make just one title instead of having two separate titles?
That's what I assume they're going to do. I mean, I thought they were going to just have Randy Orton put the other title away and then he just walk around with a new WWE belt. But so far he's walking around with both. So, I mean, I don't know what's the deal with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully Daniel Bryan will get his shot. And one good thing that came from Raw, other than, you know, is basically the main event of Raw was basically Cena, Sheamus, who, you know, obviously I don't really care that he returned, and who was it? Daniel Bryan. They were going to fight against the Shield, and the winner would have would advance to the Elimination Chamber. And, of course, if you were listening to the show a few minutes ago, you know that Cena, Sheamus, and Daniel Bryan advanced to the Elimination Chamber along with Orton. Since he's the champion, he automatically is in the he's automatically in the Elimination Chamber to defend his title.
Yeah.
And why is that possible? Because the Wyatt family attacked the Shield. Well, actually, they attacked John Cena and John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and Sheamus. So as a result, you know, Cena, Sheamus, and Daniel Bryan advance to the Elimination Chamber, which now sets up a feud with the Shield versus Wyatt family, which is something we've been looking forward to, I think, ever since Survivor Series, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah,
finally, they're finally going to have that match, you know, against each other. And I would assume that the Shield is going to lose to break up the Shield. Even though I like the Shield a lot more than I like Wyatt family, but I think with Shield losing, you know, that would make Roman Reigns finally, you know, go solo.
Shield wrestler, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I think Wyatt family is going to beat the Shield, even though I would prefer the Shield to defeat, you know, the Wyatt family.
Yeah. I think it looks like Shield might become good guys, maybe.
Yeah, because on SmackDown, it looked like, you know, they actually challenged the Authority. So it looked like, for a second there, it looked like they were going to, you know, they were going to turn good guys.
Yep.
Because unlike the other guys in the Authority, you know, they didn't, you know, they didn't act like a bunch of cowards and say, yes, Triple H, whatever you say. They actually stood up to him. And because of that, like a bully, he, you know, he relented from what he was saying and he gave them what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm really looking forward to that Elimination Chamber match and the Shield versus Authority match.
Yeah, it should be good.
Oh, yeah. And let me see what else happened. Of course, Jake the Snake is finally inducted into the Hall of Fame. He joins the Ultimate Warrior as, you know, the 2014 class of the Super Bowl. I mean, not of the Super Bowl, you know, the WWE
Wrestling,
Hall of Fame.
WWE, yeah.
Yeah, because right now I'm watching, you know, the two teams, you know, handshaking each other, you know, for the Super Bowl. And both, you know, New York sport legends, Joe Namath and Phil Simms were just, were there present there. Joe Namath's about to flip the coin.
Joe Namath just threw the coin up without them even picking between heads or tails.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Now they're going to redo it.
Seattle won the toss.
Seattle won the toss, and I'm guessing Seattle is going to play defense, I would presume, or are they going to start with the ball?
Denver will receive because Seattle elected to kick it off. The Broncos will start on offense.
Peyton Manning is getting that ball ready.
Yeah.
And, so congratulations to, you know, Jake the Snake finally going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Congrats.
And unfortunately, CM Punk is no longer in the WWE. Hopefully it's work and, you know, this is all part of the plan because he's expected to fight Triple H.
Hopefully it's a work.
Everybody for